Chapter 7, Writing in the Biological Sciences, the Electronic Format. A description of the electronic format, and its advantages over conventional hard copy. Introduction to the electronic format. With the development of computer technology, and the Internet, there is a new format for documents and books of all types. This involves articles and books that are viewed on a computer screen, which is the electronic format. The most obvious examples of the electronic format is a website that contains articles. Scientific journal articles in the electronic format. The electronic format appears to be replacing at least some of the hard copy format used for scientific documents. This becomes apparent with formal scientific journals that display all of the articles they publish on their website. However, these articles are presented in the simplest electronic format, which do not utilize the many advantages of the latest technology. In spite of the fact that the articles are in electronic format, they are essentially identical to hard copy documents, but the articles are read on the computer screen, or are printed before reading. The advantage of the electronic format for journal articles becomes apparent with computerized searching devices. The major advantage of the simple electronic format used for journal articles is the ease of searching for information. There is no need to leave your home or office to go to a library and spend hours searching. You can easily search through the journals with Google Scholar and a number of similar search engines. In addition, most journals provide a searching device that searches through their published articles. Some of these searching devices are more or less similar to conventional search engines, because they will also search other journals for information. A disadvantage to the electronic format, when doing research on the internet, is most journals want money just to read an article. The electronic format for journal articles has one severe disadvantage over the older method of searching through the library. When you find a journal article in the library, it does not cost any money to read it. Generally, you can photocopy it and take it home and read it at your leisure. With the electronic format on the internet, when you find a journal article, you may have to pay anywhere from $10 to $40 to read it. Some journals provide temporary access, such as 48 hours, to their articles for a fee, which sometimes can be more economical if you have a number of articles to read from the same journal. Generally, you also can print the articles. However, the high cost can be a significant problem if you have to examine a large number of articles from different journals. Fortunately, most of the journals do not charge for reading the abstracts of the articles. Another fortunate development is there is a growing trend towards open access journal articles, where the user can read and print the article without any fee. Nevertheless, most journal articles are available only for a fee. Variations of the electronic format. There are many other variations of the electronic format, besides the simple format used by most scientific journals. This includes documents that are created with presentation software, such as Microsoft's PowerPoint. Software in this category present documents in terms of a series of slides, which usually contain many colored graphics, with relatively few words. This can be especially useful for instructors of the biological sciences, as well as other disciplines. There are many types of text-based software that are also designed to display color graphics, which are used for electronic documents, including e-books. This includes conventional Microsoft Word documents, and PDF files viewed with Adobe Reader. PDF files are a common format on the Internet. However, the most common format used on the Internet is HTML, which is automatically downloaded and opened by a conventional web browser, without any special effort from the user. The HTML format is very versatile, and it allows the incorporation of sound, video, hyperlinks to files, software, and other websites into a document, which can also include conventional text. The document you are reading is in the HTML format. All of the electronic formats mentioned above can be placed on CDs, DVDs, flash drives, the computer's hard drive, as well as the Internet. The most versatile forms of the electronic formats, multimedia, are not used for journal articles, probably because of tradition. Most scientific documents are essentially presented to publishers in the traditional hard copy format or simple electronic format, such as in a conventional Microsoft Word document. When they are published on the Internet in the electronic format, they retained the style and limitations of the hard copy format. That is, when the electronic format is used, it appears to be limited by tradition, and capabilities of the modern computer are not utilized. For example, it would be quite useful if certain scientific documents had videos incorporated into them, along with the text. Videos in documents would be very useful for studies of wildlife, animal behavior in captivity, and some microscopic studies. This type of electronic format is called multimedia, and it is a commonly used technology. Most modern computers are designed for multimedia. The multimedia format is routinely used for material created for lay people on the internet. However, I have never seen the multimedia format used for formal scientific documents. Multimedia should not be thought of as an alternative to text, but it can be used to supplement or reinforce written language when the multimedia format is utilized to its fullest. Sound, video, and graphics are not used to eliminate or replace the text. That is, text is used when it is the optimum way of conveying information. Sound, video, animations, or graphics are used when they are the optimal media for communicating. This can result in a text-based document, with graphics, links to video and sound intermingled with the words on the page. For example, a paper on the behavior of gorillas in their natural environment could consist of text to present theories about the behavior. However, the behavior and the environment could be presented in video with sound. This would not only make it easier to explain the behavior, it would also allow other researchers to interpret the behavior differently. A multimedia electronic document could be structured very similar to a conventional scientific document, with an abstract, and all the other sections commonly used for journal articles. However, the document would be in the electronic format, but this does not mean that it cannot also be printed in a hard copy format and published in a conventional journal. Of course, when a multimedia document is printed, there is no sound or video, and it would be similar to a conventional hard copy. Multimedia documents can be designed so they can be printed and understood in a hard copy format when necessary. Multimedia documents can be created so they are understandable if they are printed in a hard copy format. For example, if there is a video in a multimedia document, additional text and photographs that are printable can be provided to illustrate what is in the video. Ideally, when articles of this type are published in a hard copy format, the reader should be given the opportunity to view any video or sound files. This is actually very easy to do, even if your article is being published by a conventional scientific journal. The technique I am suggesting is simply to place any relevant video or any other multimedia components on a website, where the reader can see the video, and/or download it. It would only be necessary to put the web address into the document, with a few words explaining the supplemental material on the website. This would of course require the cooperation of the publisher. Summing up the utility of the multimedia format for scientific documents in general, the multimedia format is most useful when describing complex structures and behaviors. Videos and sound are especially useful for presenting animal behavior. Animations are useful for demonstrating complex cellular and chemical sequences that cannot be photographed, and may be theoretical in nature. With mathematics, interactive formulas and graphs would be the ideal in many situations. This involves formulas or graphs that allow the user to change the numbers, and the computer will automatically recalculate the results, after either clicking with the mouse, or pressing a button on the keyboard. Incidentally, I have created electronic documents the multimedia format that had all the components mentioned above, except for animation and video. I did this with relatively inexpensive equipment. Based on my experience, the multimedia technology is not excessively costly, and it is not extremely difficult to learn. I would estimate that an individual could master multimedia technology at a high enough level to create documents as described above, with a study equal to 1 to 3 semesters, assuming they had good computer skills. Writing for electronic documents. General structure and style of electronic documents. The same commonly used styles and structures that are used for conventional hard copy documents and books can be used for the electronic format. However, ideally the electronic format should contain shorter paragraphs, and many more headings, than the conventional format. Ideally, sentence structure should be shorter also, But this is not always feasible when describing complex material. The divisions of a document, such as chapters, sections, and subsections, should be shorter in the electronic format. The font size should be considerably larger than the size customarily used in conventional hardcopy documents. This book is a good example of an electronic document. However, I have created a unique style that is very useful for complex subjects, such as biology and medicine. The style is explained below. The writing style used for this book. A very useful style for complex subjects, such as biological science. I did not use a traditional writing style for this book. I devised the style I used, with a multimedia electronic format in mind. The style I created involves a number of features that make it useful for highly complex subjects, such as the biological sciences. First, the style I used for the book involves the electronic multimedia format, which includes the HTML file format. This format is used on most websites. With this format, hyperlinks can be inserted directly into the text. The hyperlinks are essentially switches that can be used to activate sound files, videos, websites, and just about anything else that can function on a computer. The format is also excellent for all types of graphics, especially digital photographs. The format I used for this book also allows for storage and transmission of the material in a number of ways. It can be placed on hard drives, flash drives, CDs, and DVDs, and it can be displayed on the internet, more or less as a conventional website. This format can also be sent through email, if the document does not exceed the size requirements set by the email provider. The style I use contains shorter paragraphs than I would use in conventional writing. I also used more headings than conventional hardcopy writing styles. Most of the sections and subsections are much shorter than in conventional hardcopy books. Some of the subsections are only one paragraph in length. The table of contents consists of a series of hyperlinks to the chapters, sections, and subsections. The style is useful for electronic documents, because it helps the user find the specific sections of the book that they want to read, in the table of contents, by clicking on the hyperlinks that contain the information they are seeking. The text was created for reading and a recorded narration. The writing style in this book was created for both conventional reading and narration. The narration is an audio version of the text that is recorded in sound files. These sound files are activated by clicking on hyperlinks, which are presented throughout the book. That is, the entire book is presented in two formats, conventional text and a sound recording of the text. The only sections of the book that are not presented in the sound format are the website links. This dual format provides the option of reading and/or listening to the material contained in this book. The narration appears to be a highly skilled professional announcer reading the text, but it was actually produced electronically with high-quality text-to-speech software. An important feature of the style used in this book is a large number of hyperlinks to websites with articles by different authors. A major problem in writing any type of book focused on an entire subject is space and time limitations. It is usually impossible to cover a subject totally, and I certainly could not write about everything in the biological sciences in this book. To do so would require a huge team of experts, many millions of pages, and a storage facility as large as the New York City Main Library. However, I accomplished something similar to the above, at least in a certain sense. What I did do is I wrote the material that relates to my primary goals, and I provided a large number of hyperlinks throughout this ebook that link directly and indirectly to many millions of web pages. The following hyperlinks demonstrate the functionality of this technique. The first two hyperlinks are examples of indirect links, and they number about 147 million web pages for the first and 2,350,000 pages for the second. This is followed by examples of direct hyperlinks. Left-click on these hyperlinks, and related web pages will open. Note these numbers can vary by hundreds of thousands or even millions from one month to another, but usually the numbers will be within 25% of the above, and probably larger than the numbers displayed above. Search phrase with Google the biological sciences www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals the plus biological plus sciences and BTNG equals Google plus search. Search phrase Google Scholar Biological Sciences Scholar.google.com web link. HL equals N and LR equals and Q equals biological plus sciences and BTNG equals search. I call the above indirect hyperlinks, because to obtain the information you first must click on the link in this book, and then click once again on the webpage to obtain the information you want. The disadvantage to indirect hyperlinks is you are presented with a very large number of websites on search pages, which can be confusing. Many of the websites displayed on the search pages may not contain the exact information you want. The following examples are direct hyperlinks. When you click on these links, you will be taken directly to a website that has information about the biological sciences. These websites usually also contain additional hyperlinks to other web pages and websites. However, the number of links they contain is much smaller than the above examples. Usually they contain only about 5 to 50 links. This can still represent a huge amount of information, but it does not come close to the millions of websites obtainable with the indirect hyperlinks. However, the information that you will be able to obtain from the direct hyperlinks will not require an examination of a large number of links that may not provide the information you are looking for. Generally, the hyperlinks that go directly to websites provide more precise information, and for this reason I have more direct links in this book than the indirect variety. See the following examples. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.